UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
On today's edition of UrbanScope, we tell you more about the Government Oval, which will form part of the Jamaican Parliament Zone in downtown Kingston. Stay with us to hear more. I'm Anjui James-Soyuz. Since 1960, Duke Street has been the location of the Houses of Parliament, the designated meeting place of Jamaica's political representatives, where matters of national interest are discussed. The need for this building was as a result of the small size of the previous location, Headquarters House, now the Jamaica National Heritage Trust. Additionally, there was not a designated building to hold meetings while the government of the day operated out of the old capital of Jamaica, Spanish Town. The Houses of Parliament building is named after national hero George William Gordon and stands as a symbol of the fighting spirit of our people for freedom and justice for all classes in the society. It is that same spirit that also helped to pave the way for much of the advances in self-government and democracy in Jamaica. That glorious moment of democracy came August 6, 1962, marking our independence from the British rule official. Since that day, the pride and joy of the moment of freedom is marked by national celebrations, as well as the colorful ceremonial opening of Parliament. Gordon House, or Houses of Parliament on Duke Street, is now a household name. But another turn in our history will see this location no longer functioning as the meeting place of our leaders. Relocation plans, which fall under an Act of Parliament in 1956, will facilitate the creation of a government zone to house various ministries. The government zone will be built on 300 acres of land in downtown Kingston and will include the new parliament and museum, along with several buildings for government ministries, agencies, and departments in a renewed urban space. It is anticipated that the construction of a new parliament building will lead to increased synergy and efficiency of government operations and comfort for the lawmakers. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, in 2010, as part of its redevelopment plan for downtown Kingston and Port Royal, included the National Heroes Circle and the surrounding zone as the designated space for the parliament.
The build-out of the parliament zone is what I can describe as a game changer. It will be a monument of recognition, and it will be something that all generations from here on after will be looking forward to. It is a proud moment and a watershed moment that we should all look forward to seeing the zone completely being built.
UDC General Manager Dr. Damien Graham. The three phases of the project include concept development, detailing of concept for the entire space, and procurement of services for the implementation process. As the leading government agency for urban development, the UDC will carry out the roles of project manager and technical advisor during the concept design phase. For the conceptual stage of the project, Jamaican professionals are being encouraged to share ideas regarding the design and layout of the space.
It's a national project, and we want everyone to have national pride around it. We want people to feel very proud from having participated and know that they have something that they can pass on to their generation to say, we built it, we did it.
UDC General Manager Dr. Damien Graham. The Urban Development Corporation, undertaking sustainable development for future generations. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the George VI Memorial Park Act of 1956 makes provision for the construction of parliament buildings in the George VI Memorial Park, officially renamed National Heroes Park in 1973? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston. Making development.
had to happen, you'd say.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.